Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Arunachal Pradesh is celebrating its 40th state of day today. On February 20, 1987, Arunachal became the 24th state of India. Till early 70s, it was known as the Northeast Frontier Agency. It gained Union Territory status on January 20, 1972 and was renamed as Arunachal Pradesh. The 40th state of day was celebrated at Indira Gandhi Park, Itanagar. Governor of the state, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, and Chief Minister Pema Khandu and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The governor called upon the people of the state to reaffirm their commitment to preserving Arunachal's rich culture and heritage, safeguarding the environment, ensuring equal opportunities for youth and women, and eliminating corruption and opacity in public life. He emphasized that a developed Arunachal must be an integral part of a developed India. The day was also celebrated in Lok Bhavan of Jammu and Kashmir. Joining the rest of Arunachal Pradesh, the 40th statehood day was celebrated at Alo today. West Siang Deputy Commissioner Mindo Lui hoisted the national flag. In a speech, the DC narrated the evolution of Arunachal Pradesh as a state. He said that Alo and the entire West Siang district has improved in all sectors, including health and road connectivity. The DC appealed to the public of West Siang to cooperate for overall development of the district. He discouraged drugs and antisocial elements. The day was also celebrated with colorful mega dance and various cultural programs. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today extended warm greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh on their statehood day. Vice President Radhakrishnan said that Arunachal Pradesh truly reflects the spirit of harmony between nature and culture. Prime Minister Modi said that blessed with majestic landscapes and an extraordinary cultural diversity, Arunachal Pradesh stands as a shining example of harmony between tradition and nature. He also said that state-spirited and industrious citizens play a vital role in strengthening the nation's progress. The Prime Minister further noted the state's diverse tribal ethos adds immense richness to our nation. Indian Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, today said that investment proposals worth more than 448,000 crore have been secured for northeastern states. Addressing a media briefing, Mr. Sindhya said that over 650 key projects are underway in the region and the ministry is closely monitoring to ensure timely execution and utilization. He informed that in this regard, 8 high-level task forces led by chief ministers have prepared a comprehensive Northeast work plan. The plan includes areas like tourism, agriculture, investment promotion, connectivity, handloom and handicrafts, sports and economic corridors. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has said that the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries. He also informed that students from 315 universities and colleges are designing chips. At the signing ceremony, U.S. Ambassador to India, Sajiv Goh, said that from the trade deal to Pax Silica to defense cooperation, the potential for India and the U.S. to work together is truly limitless. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a roundtable with CEOs of AI and deep tech startups at Sevatirth in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister discussed the potential of harnessing AI technology in various sectors like agriculture, environmental protection, and promoting higher education in mother tongue, among others. Mr. Modi underscored the need for strong data governance, cautioned against misinformation, and urged the development of solutions tailored to India's needs. Referring to UPI as a model of simple and scalable digital innovation, he expressed confidence in Indian companies and encouraged trust in domestic products. That's all in this news bulletin.